This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, 4 DOE hearings about GNIP in New Mexico. The DOE will hold 4 public hearings in New Mexico about their Global Nuclear Energy Partnership, GNIP, Draft Programmatic Environmental Impact Statement. GNIP is a Bush administration proposal to expand nuclear energy use worldwide and manage the waste disposal. The proposal resurrects dangerous reprocessing and transmutation technologies. Under GNIP, the U.S. would reprocess its own spent nuclear fuel as well as fuel from other countries. Reprocessing, incorrectly referred to in the draft document as recycling, is the extraction of weapons-usable plutonium from nuclear waste. GNIP has already faced stiff public opposition due to its disastrous environmental impacts and multi-billion-dollar costs. GNIP employs technology that encourages nuclear proliferation and has an estimated price tag of $700 billion, which is similar to that of the recent financial bailout. Since 2006, the Bush administration has promoted GNIP as a way to solve the nuclear waste problem in the U.S. and support the expansion of nuclear power. However, recent studies by the National Academy of Sciences, Government Accountability Office, the International Panel on Fissile Materials, and a nuclear industry-sponsored report by the Keystone Center have refuted these claims and expressed further concerns regarding dangerous pollution, nuclear proliferation, and exorbitant costs. The National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, requires DOE to analyze the environmental and socioeconomic impacts of reprocessing. The draft document has already faced serious criticism due to its failure to fully address environmental and security concerns, failure to provide any cost analysis, and making unsubstantiated claims that reprocessing reduces the volume of nuclear waste. Susan Gordon, director of the Alliance for Nuclear Accountability, a national network of more than 30 member organizations, many of whom live in communities that will be potentially impacted by GNIP, said, quote, "GNIP would endanger the environment, encourage nuclear bomb making, squander U.S. taxpayer dollars, and deepen the nuclear waste problem. Under the GNIP plan, some countries would supply and fuel nuclear reactors for other as yet unnamed countries that would agree to forego uranium enrichment and plutonium reprocessing. Promoting nuclear have countries and nuclear have not countries has proven to be a disaster for non-proliferation efforts," end quote. In 2007, during the NEPA public comment period, hundreds of New Mexicans joined thousands of people nationally to submit more than 14,000 comments, the second highest number in the history of DOE public comments that were primarily in opposition to GNIP. The New Mexico hearings begin on Monday, November 17th in Homs at the Leah County Events Center beginning at 7 p.m. A Carlsbad hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, November 18th at the Pecos River Village Conference Center beginning at 9 a.m. That evening, a Roswell hearing will begin at 7 p.m. at the Eastern New Mexico University. The last hearing will be held in Los Alamos on Thursday, November 20th at the Hilltop House Best Western beginning at 7 p.m. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center said, quote, "The next administration could kill GNIP if people again say no to reprocessing because it is polluting, hugely expensive, and promotes proliferation," end quote. For more information, please visit gnip.energy.gov. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.